We're entering a new phase of the pandemic where local governments are getting more control over what restrictions are in place.
But you recently warned that the state is experiencing a fourth wave of cases. Do you think now is still the right time to switch to this local control system?
Well, the fourth wave is different than the other waves because what we're seeing is record low numbers of hospitalizations of people in their 60s and 70s and 80s that have the worst outcomes. But we're seeing hospitalizations go up for people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. And it's typically shorter stays and better outcomes. Still, even at that age, not everybody makes it, which is tragic. But it's just a very different situation than when we had the much higher mortality rates of people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. What's really important is that people get vaccinated. I mean, that will protect you. We're at close to 40% of adults that are vaccinated now. And especially for those who are vaccinated, they can have the confidence to go back out and relax a little. For those who haven't yet, you know, now, it, you know, the virus is still very prevalent. Wear a mask, avoid socializing with people outside of your home, and just get vaccinated.
You've predicted we'll have a relatively normal summer based on the vaccination rates. You know, has anything that's happened in the last few weeks with rising case numbers, with the pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, has anything changed your outlook yet for what our summer is going to look like?
Well, I'm still hopeful, and what everything we're hearing is that Johnson & Johnson pause will only be about a week. If it lingers, if that pause goes 3, 4, 5 weeks, it will delay the state by a week or two in getting through everybody. So as long as we get that back in the next week or so, and it's safe and effective, and it's one shot, it's preferred by a lot of people, as long as we get that back soon, I don't think I think it's just a hiccup in the road. It doesn't delay our vaccinated by mid to late May. But if it lingers for a few weeks, it could push that back to early June.
Another question that comes to mind, you know, it's been a month now since the tragic shooting in Boulder. Do you think the state legislature here in Colorado needs to take any more action on gun policy this session beyond the two bills they've already sent you?
Of course, if there's any other bills that reach my desk, I'll take a look at them. I know there's certainly discussions about other things that could be done on mental health, on gun safety.
But do you personally have any thoughts on policies that might need to be done?
You can certainly learn from, you know, each incident. And part of the problem is you're always correcting for the last incident. And then the next one comes at you from a different corner. But in the case of the Pink Super shooting, it would have been a great example of how we could have used our red flag law, our extreme risk protection order law. But in many, and I think this is the case across the state, families who could use it don't know about it. How do we do outreach, multilingual, multicultural, to reach people who have a situation where they're a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old, they're worried about them, they have a weapon, and how can they use that extreme risk protection order? When you look at how they've been used about year and a half, 2 years since it's been the law, it's been used more by law enforcement. And when it had been designed, it had been thought it would be used more by families, particularly parents of, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds. That's a lot of the age of onset of some of these psychological risk factors. And I think it needs to be better publicized to make sure that people know that that's available to them.
Thanks so much for your time, Governor. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.